think he'll sign in and put him in himself. He was here earlier, Kimber, so he'll be back.
Okay, thanks, Ron. I appreciate that. Okay, let's go ahead and close out the net. You have been listening to the Southern Oregon GMRS, Amron Net, which is a directed net. So other nets on this repeater are Monday nights at 8 p.m., the Southern Oregon GMRS Emergency Preparedness Net, hosted by Max, WRDG 580, and sometimes myself. This is another regional net to keep connected in times of emergency, and there's radio tips and certain things to learn on there as well. We are thinking of combining these nets, but we have to do a little gathered thinking in order to collaborate and make this work. Thank you for all your prayers sent out for all the net operators and all the people here. Max is having some hard medical problems right now, and Jackson County is their radio operators are, some of them are being plagued with hosts of different problems, which kind of makes it hard to run the net sometimes. So, you know, that's the way life goes. So Wednesday night at 6 p.m., there's another net called the Patriot Ladies Net. That's Wednesdays at 6 p.m. That's hosted by Karen, WRJX359. As you heard her say before, I'm sure in an announcement, this is a place where like-minded ladies of all ages get together and discuss all about daily living in Southern Oregon area, as well as practice radio skills and develop friendships. So once again, those nets are Monday nights at 8 p.m. and Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Patriot Ladies Net and the Emergency Preparedness Net. Break. If you've been listening and wish to experience the enhanced communication capabilities of a repeater, you'll need a GMRS license. This requires no testing. It's not like a ham license. It's only $35. And it's good for your entire family for 10 years. So your call sign works for everybody in your household. It's pretty cool. So your children can even learn how to communicate on the radio and practice their skills. And it's just a good place to be and move a step up from SRS. You guys can actually use a repeater and talk for longer distances if you're out, you know, for a wheeling or back in the mountains and want to talk to each other. It's just a great thing to do. You can visit OregonGMRS.org for more information and guidance. Once again, that's OregonGMRS.org. We wish to thank the fine folks at OregonGMRS.org and DDB.org for the use of this repeater system. We also give thanks to all the people who give so much of their time and equipment, technical skills, and just love. They put love into this. We thank you all. This concludes the Southern Oregon Amron Net. This is WRKV487 Kimber, now returning the repeater back to normal GMRS operations at 8.09 p.m. local time.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you.
Kimber,
thank you very much. Love you guys all. Be safe and be well out there. If anybody has any questions and wants to email me about this net or about running the net or anything else about Amron, you can email at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That is sogmrsnet@gmail.com. All right. Good night, all. God bless you all.
487-746.
Well, hey, Roger, go ahead. What's your numbers?
We only had 4 for GMRS, had 15 for MERS, and 19 for HAM.
That is awesome. Yeah, I thought the HAM calls, they just kept coming in all the way from Medford, too. That's pretty impressive. So thank you for doing that. Thanks for stepping up and doing everything you do. You are appreciated, sir.
All right. WRKJ746, clear.
WRKV487, clear.
Thank you, Roger, for stepping up on a moment's notice. Appreciate that. I'm just getting into town off Interstate 5, WRKU 327.
Hey, Wes. Glad you're back home.
I wonder if that's the first time we had more hams than any other channel. I know we've tied a lot of times, but I don't know if we had that much of a win for the number of hams. And you're right, I was halfway in between Medford and Grants Pass, and I heard a ton of stations coming in from Medford. It was pretty cool. Those people aren't messing around over there.
Yeah, you know, the numbers were really small for Jackson County on the Elk and the Phoenix repeater, like 2 on the Phoenix and 7 on the Elk for GMRS. So I think they stepped forward into into the ham. So, you know, I'm looking at the greater Grants Pass area, and, you know, the check-ins, 18, 18, 17, 17, 17, 19 tonight. So, yeah, the averages are creeping up. Pretty cool to see. I see a 12, 11, 17. Yeah, we got a lot of good people.
Yeah, when I was over in Medford, I thought I would check in on Elk because I was so tardy. But I didn't really get a good signal into Elk for some reason. I wasn't really aware. It's dark, and I don't know Medford very well, so I didn't really know where the heck I was, but it's like seemed kind of quiet on Elks. But yeah, I'm back on Gilbert, so we're good. Anyway, thanks for doing the net. Appreciate it. WRKU 327, I'll be clear and monitoring mobile.
Copy that. Thanks again, Wes. WRKU 487, clear.
Fire 327, 721.
Pretty broken. Call sign ending in 2-1. Go ahead.
Now 731. I'll catch you on the other side.
Okay, 731. Got it. All right. Is that Richard and Roosh?
Yeah, that's me. I'm experiencing adverse conditions on this side.
Yeah, probably the weather. I'm mobile right now. I'm on Interstate 5, so we wouldn't be able to do simplex in a million years. So, anyway, 7-3, have a good evening. And anyway, talk to you down the coax. WRKU 327, clear.
WRKU 8731, clear.